This is Sports Saturday on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Matt Harab.
All right, welcome back in. We are finally here. It's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. And now joining us on the hotline is Greg Bishop, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. You can follow him on Twitter at Greg Bishop, S-I. Hey, Greg, thanks for taking time out of your Saturday. How's it going?
Going well. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Greg, we were just talking last segment about which road teams have the best chance to win. And I predicted chalk this week. I think that all of the favorites in Vegas are going to win. That's kind of what I see. But if you were had to pick an underdog this week with the best chance to win other than Atlanta, who would it be?
Interesting. Yeah, because, of course, my mind went initially to Atlanta there, like I think everybody did. You know, I would say I probably like Jacksonville's chances the best, and I would say that's mostly because of their defense. I don't personally think they're going to beat the Steelers here in Pittsburgh, where I am this weekend, but I do think that they're the kind of team that has a defense that can play in cold weather. It snowed overnight here pretty significantly last night. There's a ton of snow on the ground. It's super cold. I think that, you know, they have the cornerbacks to shut down Pittsburgh's vaunted wide receivers. Antonio Brown missed part of practice, was sent home from practice yesterday because he's sick, is what the team said. And so I didn't think the Jaguars looked particularly great last week in their win over Buffalo. But if we're going to pick a team that may win this weekend and it can't be Atlanta, I would say that Jacksonville's the most likely team to do that.
You know, it's funny, Greg, because I had Jacksonville as the least likely team to do that. My producer, Gio, agrees with you. The reason why I said least likely is just what I saw out of Blake Bortles. What we saw last week is every team that won, the better team the team that had the better quarterback won the game. Now, it wasn't the case with Jacksonville. Blake Bortles was not the better quarterback. But what is there anything that you can tell Jacksonville fans that can give them confidence on the offensive side of the ball going into this game?
Well, they ran the ball really well against the Steelers the first time they played them. And that game's a little bit misleading because it was a 39 to win here in Pittsburgh for the Jaguars. But, you know, two of those were like, you know, pick sixes that they returned. Roethlisberger threw five interceptions in that game, gave them a lot of short fields. That said, there was one point in that game when the Jaguars were playing in Pittsburgh where they ran the ball 18 straight times. There's a clip of Leonard Fournette beckoning Mike Mitchell, the Steelers safety, toward him so that he can collide with him. And if I'm Jacksonville, you know, I believe in everything you just said about Blake Bortles. I'm going to hand the ball off as much as possible. I'm going to hope that he makes a throw like the one he made for their only touchdown against Buffalo. And I'm going to try to minimize his role as much as possible so that it's less about whether Blake Bortles can beat the Steelers and more whether he can, you know, work the game well enough to not be the reason that they lose to them.
Greg Bishop is our guest, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. You can follow him on Twitter at Greg Bishop SI. Another team that is going to really need their defense this week, Greg, is Tennessee, obviously. It's got to be ball control, right? In order to beat New England, you have to keep the ball off. You have to keep Tom Brady off the field. Derrick Henry, over or under 27 carries in this game?
I'd probably go over, but that's a good over-under there. You know, obviously not having Murray will give him some increased look. He obviously had a good game last week. They're going to need to run the ball if they're going to have a chance up there. And so I think that the game plan there would be to manage the clock, give Henry the ball, hope that you get a couple plays on defense that can, you know, slow the Patriots and, you know, try to survive that game with a very close, very grounded out kind of win.
Greg, do you think it's almost an advantage, and this may be a dumb question, but I was just watching this game last week, and I'm like, Derrick Henry, to me, is clearly the better running back. And when DeMarco Murray is healthy, it's almost like they have to choose. And I almost think that it's better that Murray is out because Henry is going to get more carries, and I think he's the better running back overall. Is that a fair assessment?
Definitely a fair assessment. I think it kind of depends on the offense a little bit. I think we've seen in places like Atlanta and New Orleans that it can be advantageous to use two backs. That, you know, especially when you have guys who are similar but with slightly different strengths, that, you know, that can really work as an offense in the NFL. But I agree with what you said. I think that in this case, it seems clear that Henry should be getting the ball more. And I think last week was one time when he really proved that.
Greg Bishop, our guest, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. All right, let's talk about the first game, Atlanta and Philadelphia. Nick Foles obviously has not really shown anything in his first couple of games playing this year with Carson Wentz. What kind of chances do you give Philadelphia today?
You know, I think more than most people, I believe Atlanta will win that game, but I think we sometimes forget that for as great a season as Carson Wentz was having, that the Eagles are pretty good on both lines. And I think if you have a good offensive line and a good defensive line, if you can control the line of scrimmage, you're going to be in a lot of games. So, like, I wouldn't pick, like, Nick Foles to go in and beat the Falcons, but they do have two good running backs in Philadelphia. They do have a line that can run the ball. I think they could potentially keep the game close if they can minimize the mistakes at the quarterback position, if there aren't a lot of turnovers. And so I could see that game being closer than people expect. It seems to have been penciled in as an Atlanta win. I definitely picked the Falcons, but I would say that I'd give them like a 25 or 30% chance of winning the Eagles.
Greg, how much do you think the game plan has to change when you go from Carson Wentz to Nick Foles? Because as you said, the Eagles do have two good running backs. So I'll ask you another over-under question. Jay Ajayi, over-under 20 carries today.
Yeah, I think he should be right in that range. I'd probably bet over just because I think if they're going to win that game, they have to play ball control. They have to minimize the number of throws that Foles makes, and they have to, you know, see if they can kind of control the clock. And, you know, when you have an offense like Atlanta that appears to be finally rounding into form, a quarterback like Matt Ryan that's played so much better down the stretch than he did at some points earlier this season, I just think that's the only way you're going to win. So it wouldn't surprise me if there's a steady diet of running plays in both games this afternoon and evening.
Greg Bishop, our guest, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. You can follow him on Twitter at GregBishopSI. All right, Patriots and Titans coming up in the late game tonight. Do you think that these reports, everything that's happened around New England over the past couple of weeks, do you see this having an on-field effect transferring over?
I don't think there will be an on-field effect. You know, you look at the Patriots over the years, they've had plenty of distractions. They've brought in plenty of guys that were supposed to be problems and could be problems and even were problems in New England. And yet the three constants there are the three people that were featured in that story, Brady, Belichick, and Kraft. And it seems like no matter what kind of buzzsaw they run into, what kind of controversy they have to deal with, what kind of questions they're being asked by guys like me, they always seem to find a way to be in these playoff games. And to me, that game is the most I think the most sure one I feel about of any playoff game. I like the Patriots, and I don't think it'll be particularly that close.
Well, news coming out today that the Patriots running backs, Mike Gillespie and Rex Burkhead, are likely going to be out. Now, the Patriots running backs, you never really know who they are or who is going to step up on any given moment, but do you think those injuries are big, or is New England just, it kind of is like plug and play, right, when it comes to the running backs? How big of an effect do you think those two guys being out will have?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was looking this stuff up today because I'm going to cover the AFC title game this week. And, you know, Gillespie had a great start to the season. You know, they mixed Burkhead in when he wasn't injured throughout the middle. And, you know, Deion Lewis has two games with over 24 carries in the last three. He's really emerged as kind of their workhorse back. And I agree with what you said. I think the Patriots this season is the Patriots. That's the Patriots every season. You know, there's Brady and there's Belichick. And then there are different guys that sort of have their moments in different games based on, you know, game plans that are very specific to opponents. And we've seen New England be able to reconfigure when they lose a guy like Julian Edelman, when Gronkowski gets suspended, when a guy like Gillespie scores three touchdowns in the opener and is playing by the end of the year. I think that's just the Patriots. And to me, you know, I think that what we've seen from Deion Lewis will more than make up for that, you know, in the game tonight.
Yeah, Greg Bishop is our guest, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. You can follow him on Twitter at GregBishopSI. Okay, so Le'Veon Bell comes out and says that he's going to mull retirement if he does not get a long contract extension with the Pittsburgh Steelers in the offseason. I agree with him, Greg, but I also found the timing of what he's saying very odd, and he kind of backtracked a little bit. But what'd you make of his comments regarding his contract leading into a playoff game? That's not really what you want to hear leading into a big game, right?
Yeah, I don't disagree with the sentiment there, but I think sometimes we tend to overthink those things. You know, I think what he did is answer a question that he was asked in the locker room by a reporter that he knows. It blew into a story, which I'm sure Mike Tomlin wasn't super happy about, but I think it would be a stretch to think that his focus is elsewhere because of a 30-second interaction with the writer. And so I think sometimes these things sort of sustain us through the week. That was my quote with Mike Mitchell talking about wanting to play the Patriots again. That kind of blew into a big story this week. And I don't think these things are like mutually exclusive. I think you can want to beat New England. I think you can want to get to sign a big contract. And I think you can still use, you know, 40 hours in a week to prepare for a team because that's your job, that's what you do well, and all that kind of stuff. So it's good fodder for us to talk about and, like, good stuff for my notebook and when I end up writing stories. But I don't think that I think it would be a stretch to think that Le'Veon Bell's, like, distracted going into this game.
Good stuff for a radio show as well. Greg Bishop is our guest of Sports Illustrated. Greg, let's go to what I think is going to be the best game of the weekend, New Orleans and Minnesota. I'm going to ask you the same thing that I asked about Nick Foles. How much confidence should we have in Case Keenum? Because I do think Minnesota is the better team overall when it comes to defense, but New Orleans has the better and more experienced quarterback. So what wins out, the better team who's at home or the better quarterback with experience?
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at that is if I think that's sort of a toss-up game. I think all things considered could go either way. I agree with what you said there. So in that case, I would always default to the better quarterback. And I know Case Keenum has had an amazing season this year. He probably should have been in the MVP conversation. But if I'm going to bet today, I'd obviously take Drew Brees, you know, in that game tomorrow over a guy like Case Keenum, who has a very small sample size of success. So it wouldn't surprise me if Keenum proves us all wrong again. But I think in general, when you look at playoff football and you look at sort of the expectations and the chances that he takes and the fact that New Orleans' defense has vastly improved this year. It's not as good as Minnesota's, but, you know, Cam Jordan's an amazing player. The two rookies, Marcus Williams and Marshawn Lattimore, have played incredible. And I just think that New Orleans is better on defense than we give them credit for. So between those two factors, I'd lean toward the Saints, but I agree with what you said. I think that's the best game of the weekend. And unfortunately, I'll be writing during it, but I'll look forward to catching it on replay.
Greg, what do you think actually is going to happen with the Vikings quarterback situation moving forward? Like, what a lot of people are predicting Case Keenum is not going to come back to Minnesota. But if they have a deep playoff run, let's say best case scenario, they win the Super Bowl in Minnesota, is there any way that they don't bring him back?
Yeah, I think it would be tough not to. And I think what you'll see is they'll pick one guy. I don't think you'll see Sam Bradford, Teddy Bridgewater, and Case Keenum on that roster next August. In fact, I'd be surprised if there's more than one of them. So if Keenum wins a home Super Bowl, I think you keep him and you trade Teddy while he still has value because he was able to come back from that injury, and then you see what you can get for Bradford on the back end. So to me, I think they make a decision there. They go with one person, they add a backup, and that's how they roll into next season.
Greg, final question for you. The Houston Texans, breaking news today that Bill O'Brien has signed a four-year extension. We're based out of Houston. There's a lot of interest, obviously, in this story locally here. But what do you think of Bill O'Brien getting the extension? Does he deserve this?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think that there have been some things that haven't worked really well in the last couple of years in Houston. But I also think when you look at their team, that they are pretty stacked. They have great defensive players. They have some good skill position guys, obviously one of the better wide receivers in the league. And if they could get, you know, Deshaun Watson back at full health, they have a quarterback that looks like a budding NFL star. So I think a lot of times people tend to knee-jerk, especially NFL owners, in terms of we didn't quite have the season we wanted this year, you know, overlooking some of the injuries that happened and some of the things that happened to the team, and sort of want to, like, replace a new guy who's going to bring in new coaches, new system, new everything. And I think when you have a team like Houston does, where it doesn't look like you're that far away, where it looks like you can compete pretty much immediately, you know, I think sometimes it's better to err on the side of, like, Bill O'Brien has had success there. He has a very good team to work with next year, and if they can stay a little healthier than they did this season, there's no reason to think they won't be back in the playoffs, you know, as soon as next year.
I agree with you. Greg Bishop has been our guest, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. Check out all of Greg's work via his Twitter page, at Greg Bishop SI. Hey, Greg, thanks for the time, and enjoy the playoff weekend.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.